We are going to wrap up our post-race media availabilities for today's Use Your Melon Drive Sober 200 here at Dover International Speedway. We are joined by our race winner, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 22 Fitzgerald Ford. Ryan's second Xfinity Series win of the year. Ryan, why don't you just take us through that race out there?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty tame race after maybe lap 30. There was a bunch of cautions early, and then it finally settled down. But we weren't the best the first run. I thought we were way too tight, and the track was really shaded over, and that's not really what we were prepared for. We thought it was going to be sunny, and we were too tight to kind of run the nine down there. He seemed to be really good. And we got it a lot better, Greg did, on the first stop, and got me freed up, and the sun came out, and that actually played into our hands when the track heated up, and we were able to get the lead on the pit stop, which was really big. We had my 21 guys pitting it, which was a big deal, and they did a great job. But thanks. And we were able to get the lead and then not look back. And I can't remember a race here where we've, run that long green. You know, we had the full second stage, and then it went all the way green to the end after the last segment restart. So they did a good job of, Greg and everybody did, of getting us better throughout the day to make us winning car. And it was just really cool to be in victory lane with these guys. My first win with the 22 group this year, and I feel like we should have had four or five. And it's nice to finally see all their hard work pay off. Makes me as a driver feel really good whenever we can, win for everybody on this team and work so hard.
And we're also joined by the crew chief, Greg Irwin. Greg, Ryan gave you a little bit of credit out there for helping out throughout the race. Why don't you take us through that?
We came here, we came up just a little bit short in first race here this year. I thought maybe we actually had even a little better car than Kyle. And so we came back really close. But knowing that this flange fit body that we're using right now is kind of a big deal, quite honestly. It's a bit different on the chassis side. And aerodynamically, obviously, it's something that we've only dealt with one other time this year. So a lot of questions coming here. As far as the practice yesterday, we thought we probably had the best car. We knew the 9 was going to be good. I didn't really hit the setup right for qualifying. Really over-adjusted, and, certainly that's on me. But we knew that our car had probably the best long run speed of any car that we were able to kind of really track and practice. And we talked a lot, and as soon as that sun popped out and we got into lap traffic, it seemed as though Ryan was able to kind of work the entry and the exit in lap traffic, and that's sort of when he started to be able to distance himself from the 9. So, super day, the green flag run there at the end all the way to the checker was really important for us, and our guys were spectacular on pit road today. Coming off in the lead and being able to control the restart and the clean air is something that really can tip the scale to your favor at the end.
All right, we'll open up to questions. We'll start here with Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Ryan, in victory lane, you said you learned a lot for tomorrow. What did you learn that you'd care to share?
Yeah, I'll share it all with you. It was actually really nice to have those long green flag runs today in the Xfinity race, because the cup races usually have those, a bunch of them. And, this racetrack, as we all know, when we get a lot of laps and it's hot, it lays rubber down, it being a concrete track. And your car really tends to do something different when the rubber gets laid down. It's almost in sheets that it'll get kind of plastered down in. And you can kind of slide the back or you slide the fronts over them. And, how we can adjust the car based on how that rubber gets laid down is a big deal. And those long runs will help us out there. So we'll have a meeting after this and for the cup cars and see if we can adjust of how we were on the Xfinity side and how we were at the starter runs when the track was cleaner. And then when it laid rubber, at what lap did it start to kind of swing the other way? And what can we do to adjust our cars for that? So hopefully we can hit that fairly right. I thought we did a good job of predicting what it was going to do today. And hopefully we can hit that right tomorrow as well.
We'll go to Dan and then Holly.
Dan Gelson, Associated Press. Ryan, what made you decide to give the checkered flag to that kid?
I don't know. I think it's it's really cool. Honestly, it's the first time I've been a part of the NBC stopping on the front stretch and doing the interview right there. I think that's really cool. Now being a part of it, I thought that's a pretty cool thing to do. You're kind of right there with the fans, and it's right when you get out of the race car. And I don't know. You know, I got the checkered flag, and to be honest with you, I never keep the checkered flag. You know, someone on the team gets it. Sorry if you're supposed to get the checkered flag. But I saw a bunch of kids there lined up there, and I decided he could have it. He seemed really pumped up to be at the race, and there was a lot of kids here today, which is really cool. Personally, for me to see, I kind of saw a little bit of myself. I was a little kid, you know, coming here and watching races, and anything we can do to try to keep them coming back and show them a pretty great experience at the track. Hopefully he enjoyed that experience, enjoyed the race. But I think that's a product of being able to stop on the front stretch and kind of be right there with the fans, and things like that should happen. So I thought he looked like he wanted it. So, and he was pretty happy when he got it. So that was cool. I just like seeing the kids there, and whatever we can do to make their day, I feel like is kind of part of our job, to be honest with you.
Go to Holly.
Holly Kane, NASCAR.com. Hey, Ryan. What is it like? Do you feel the perhaps extra intensity with these guys now, knowing that the Xfinity regulars of needing to win to advance? And what's that like kind of being in the mix there, knowing how, you know, big that is for them and how competitive they need to be to get the win?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big deal for the Xfinity regulars to try to win to advance. You know, it's just like, honestly, it was kind of today what I had on the Cup side last year. You know, I wasn't in the playoffs last year on the Cup side, so that intensity level was pretty much the same, and I was able to race around William today. He did a great job, and Allgaier, they seemed really good. And, yeah, the intensity level and how hard they drive the whole race is definitely noticed for sure. And, you know, we obviously want to win the race, but you know what they're going for, so you might be a little bit more careful around them. You know, you don't want to be an outsider who takes them out of their championship run. That's the last thing you want to do. So I was aware, and it's really cool to see that intensity level bar be raised, and I like it. I like when the racing is really intense from lap one, and that's what it's supposed to be about. So it was nice to be a part of that again, and nice to know that it's not only in the Cup Series, it's in the Xfinity Series, and I watch it's in the trucks too. So I like the, you know, the win, and you're into the next round. I think that's a great thing across all three series. So.
We'll go to Nate and then Dustin.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Ryan, you also chose to skip the burnout. Was that related to the car, that it's the composite, or did you just want to do something different?
You know, I didn't do a burnout at Charlotte when we won earlier this year, and I didn't do one at Pocono. Just not really my thing. I used to do them, and then I just didn't really become a fan of them anymore, especially when people destroy their race cars while they're doing it. That raises a lot of questions, and I just don't really think it's that nice to do. But that's just something personal that, you know, I don't think a big smoky burnout. I think you can just go down there and wave to the fans, and they get pretty pumped up about that just as much as a big smoky burnout and all that. So it's personal preference of what people do, I guess.
Dustin?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Greg, you guys, I saw, took the car through the new inspection process, I think, yesterday. What was that like? What did you learn? What do you get a sense of? How much different is that going to be for you guys for next year?
Real good question. NASCAR really requested that Xfinity, you know, had some experience with that machine over there, the Hawkeye system, I think they're calling it. And we came in an hour early, and Wayne and the Xfinity officials were, you know, really helpful, helping us get the car unloaded and get over there. And we carried all the guys and pushed that thing over there. The idea behind that is obviously to help them with their body inspection process. What we saw, you know, preliminarily, I was not involved in too many of the details, but the pictures that the thing has of our car, the data that it took, seem to match pretty closely with the data that we have on the car from the shop. So I'll give them thumbs up there. It was surprisingly fast. Seemed to be less than a couple of minutes inside the black tent there. And it, you know, it's all color coded. It's 3D. It's pretty fancy. Looks pretty futuristic. You know, engineers all over the place. Lots of cameras, lots of technology, lots of processing power. And, you know, what we saw there is that I think there's going to be capability there for them to streamline their process. and make it more accurate, which is something that's very, very hard to do. I'm sure that's what they're looking forward to. You know, it was a good opportunity to take the flange fit car through that machine because we know exactly the molds that that body was supposed to be built off of. So we get an opportunity to compare what their picture looks like compared to the, you know, what we've been calling the gold surface for years, which is the absolute perfect car that, you know, NASCAR would want you to have every week. So we lined up very well. What we say is green is good, and you know, 95% of our car was green. I think they're in the right direction. There are some difficulties with sharp edges, locating the chassis, other light, dust, things like that, that are all, you know, things that you can imagine would be influences on a digital system like that, something that is advanced. But I think it's a good start, and I think it showed some promise. You know, I haven't received the scan yet myself. I just got to see the numbers on the screen. They'll take that back and probably evaluate that and decide, you know, where they need to go from there. But overall, I think it was a positive experience.
We'll go to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Greg, have you had any time to spend time with Paul Menard? And are you looking forward to going back to the Cup Series next year?
Not as much time as I would have liked. I got to, you know, I hung out with him a little bit in Chicago a few weeks ago. You know, we went out to dinner. I got to go talk to him a little bit a month ago when this deal all kind of first came together. You know, Paul and I have known each other for quite some time through his father's, you know, affiliation with the other race team that I was on kind of almost 10 years ago. Yes, is the answer to all your questions. Yes, I've gotten to speak with him a little bit. Certainly, we text back and forth now. He's paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm paying attention to what he's doing. You know, we're really right about now trying to forge that relationship. Going back cup racing is something that I full-time on a competitive team with an organization that can provide competitive equipment is what I've what I told myself I wanted to do since I came to Penske Racing. So I'm very excited to get back to that opportunity and looking forward to helping him and helping this race team on the Cup side, you know, become as competitive as we can be.
Any final questions for our race winners? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Thanks for joining us today.